This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There's so much jargon here. I need to explain to you.
Exactly.
I'm going to slow down.
I'm David Remnick, and you're listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour.
So the puzzles progress in difficulty.
If you're a crossword nut, you might recognize the names Anna Schechtman and Cameron Austin Collins. They are puzzle constructors who have contributed to the New York Times.
I can get through Monday, and then by Tuesday, I decide through pure sanctimony that this is a worthless pursuit.
Yeah.
Simply because it's beating me into
the ground. You turn on the puzzle. That's what you do.
Right. Now, Cameron and Anna are part of a team of five people doing puzzles for The New Yorker. We just started publishing a weekly crossword a few months ago, and I wanted to figure out how they even begin to build a puzzle.
I start by consulting a list of words called my seeds. Phrases or words that I just think are really interesting that I really want to see in a crossword puzzle. And let's say I want to use the word fashionista. I'm a very visual person in my grids. I just like grids that are aesthetically pleasing and unique. So I find a way to build something beautiful before I worry about any of the other words.
How do we collaborate on clue making? Let's do this.
Okay. I have examples.
Look at this. Literally under your hat.
Yeah, I really had all to, because right. Clues are hard to remember, honestly. You've done the New Yorker puzzles, or you haven't. Like, this would be one
let's
from...
Let's just say tears were rolling down my cheeks at
right.
a certain point.
This one I like because it gets at that sort of intersection of the material quality of language and the sort of social quality, right? So it's Grande Dame of pop music.
Grande Dame of pop music. How many letters? You're counting with your fingers now.
I think six.
You think six. Madonna or Grande Dame. Queen
yeah,
Bey.
No, but that...
No, but I love what you're thinking.
It's a great seed.
Yeah,
answer.
Absolutely.
The answer is Ariana.
Oh, okay.
Because Grande.
Yeah.
It's a visual play.
It.
That's a very good clue.
Got it.
That's a very good clue.
Wow. All right, let's make some. Can we do that?
Sure.
Let's.
I mean, we could clue for Queen Bey.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I don't know exactly how I'd start.
It's a proper noun, and it's a nickname.
The most proper.
Beyonce is famous enough that you could be clever.
In the clue, somehow we'd have to make reference to the fact that it's a nickname. We couldn't,
right?
Because you wouldn't want someone to think that Beyonce was the answer, right? That would,
right?
Or, you know, Mrs. Carter. There's just a lot of different possibilities.
She's rarely referred to. Well, the new album.
In the new album.
New
there
album,
we go.
She's Mrs.
Right.
Carter. There you go.
Look at this.
I know. He's as up as we are. This is...
Give me a break. Give me a break. You guys are so... You know, it's just... it's ageist of you is what it is. It's
first
really
of all,
ageist
another
of you.
Great entry.
Ageist.
Yeah, ageism. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mrs. Carter's handle. No, nobody would know Miss. That sounds like Dome's
well,
little
Well, here's
pills.
The thing. Queen Bey is a play on, I mean.
Beehive.
Beehive.
Right? Yeah.
So Hive should be in the clue.
Right. Oh, my God. You're looking at me like I'm going to come up with a clue.
Well, I'm curious to see where your mind goes. But it's basically, you look at the qualities of the word and you say, what are the things that are fairest And like, this is a royal title.
Do an easy one first.
Okay. Well, this is one of my favorites because it's actually quite simple. So how would you clue the word joy?
How would I clue the word joy? Ode to. But that's a Monday.
That's a Monday clue.
Yeah,
that's a great Monday clue.
Unbelievably condescending.
No, but
that's a Monday clue.
That's a great
Go
Monday clue.
Go sit in the corner and have a cookie. That's a Monday clue.
Can I just interject briefly?
Yeah.
What is amazing about this conversation is that you're actually trying to create some sort of rubric of what is a good word.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just an amazing project to me.
This is why we're the literary nerds.
It's like, what is the standard here?
And that is your, by the way, other work.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're an editor, you're a writer,
yes.
And you're a film critic.
We also both are...
We're somewhere in the realm of the PhD, and I'm in English.
English and film and media studies. Yeah, we're busy.
I see. And you're doing the puzzle for us.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of doing puzzles then to relax, you're doing them to heighten your workload.
You know why I'm doing it? I'm doing it because I was solving the New York Times crossword for a little while. It was mostly something that my mom did growing up, and I thought it was always too stodgy. But when I started doing them, this was in graduate school when I was craving something else to do, I just kept doing the puzzle and not seeing... I just felt there were a lot of missed opportunities for kinds of culture that could be in the puzzle. I want to see more bands that I like. I want to see more...
You want the puzzle to say something.
Yeah. I want to see more black people. I want to see black people who aren't Jay-Z or Nas, who are common in puzzles because of the letter combination.
Because of the Z.
Yeah.
Or an N-A-S. Yeah.
Consonants together.
Right.
So how have you accomplished that? Give me an example of puzzle clues that you've done that have... I diversified the world in some small way, or said something political, or said something interesting that you had a little tinge of pride in.
Yeah. Well, my debut puzzle for the New York Times, I published Anita Hill. I was the first person to put her in the New York Times crossword, which is late.
That's very late because you're a young guy and Anita
yes.
Hill's been around for a long time.
Yes, indeed. Gaberhood was something that I put in the puzzle. I put fan fiction in the puzzle.
I put Shtup in a puzzle.
Whoa, Shtup was in
Shtup, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'll help
sorry.
With the pronunciation.
This is one
you,
of the
sorry.
Best
problems.
This is one of the best days of my crossword life.
So a Yiddishism this. For the sexual act, or one of them, is in one of your...
Yes, in the New York Times, yeah. Well, okay,
well,
so...
That's a proud moment of a kind.
Yeah.
Now, what identity are you trying to create for the New Yorker puzzle as opposed to all the puzzles that you've seen elsewhere?
I think the thing about the New Yorker puzzle is that the distance between when we make the puzzle and when the puzzle runs is very short. So that means you can be very up with things that are immediately happening in the culture.
So for us, it takes how long?
A month? A little yeah. over a month?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nothing.
Although when it comes to usage, it might be. I mean, I remember one time when I was working at the Times, we had a submission that had amazeballs as the one across. And I remember thinking, God, I hope this isn't in common usage when this runs. I hope this is done. I hope we're not using amazeballs.
Amazeballs had a very brief vogue.
Yeah. But that's one of the hard but interesting things is like to try to put your finger on the thing that's not going to go out of favor in a couple of years or even a year. Because also just you're kind of giving it that sort of cultural significance. I prefer to put things in there that are going to be around a little while.
What is the ultimate compliment that you can get for a puzzle that you do?
I think that any type of aha that you get in whatever form that it comes across to you is the most gratifying.
On the subway or in a coffee shop, there's truly nothing like seeing someone do your puzzle.
Well, they're getting in your brain with you. It's really creepy.
It's very strange to be on the subway and see someone on their
phone. So it's like seeing somebody reading your piece on the subway.
Yeah, but like wrestling with your piece, like trying to solve your piece. It's
participating with your piece.
Yeah, like in a conversation with you that they don't realize that you're there watching them have with you.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
I mean, it's like as if the comment section were actually gratifying, right? As opposed to...
Right.
What it usually is.
Yeah.
Now, this is a crucial question.
Yes.
When you think of your people doing this, your solvers,
yes,
are they cheating like crazy? Do they have their phones out?
Okay, I feel strongly about this. It's not cheating, it's learning.
Oh, my God.
I agree.
I don't know.
That was the most millennial thing you've said.
For sure. No, I just really believe that that crosswords have been formative for me educationally. So why would I?
So what you're admitting on the air?
Oh, that I cheat
like crazy.
Yes.
Do you cheat?
I don't cheat, but I approve of cheating.
I'm trying to figure that answer out. Well, I thank you both for coming here and for doing the puzzle for The New Yorker. It's a proud addition, and I'm delighted to have you here.
Thank you so much, really.
This is fun.
That was Cameron Austin Collins and Anna Schechtman, two of the puzzle constructors who make crosswords for The New Yorker. You can find a new puzzle every Monday at newyorker.com. Don't say I didn't warn you, because I have not finished one yet.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.